This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Get the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread and much more right here on 1300 The Bet. The Bet, Baltimore's home for wagertainment. Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports.
Sean McDonough with the call last night on ESPN. The Vegas Golden Knights sweep the Colorado Avalanche, Western Conference champions, and for the third time in the franchise's first 9 seasons, will play for Lord Stanley's Cup. It's unbelievable. It's unreal. Honestly, what is even the argument against what I'm about to say? And I didn't like do the research to know, like, hey, like, you know, in 1908 did this happen? In the modern era of sports, there has never been a better franchise to start than the Vegas Golden Knights. Never. Made the Cup Finals in year one, won a couple years ago, back in the Cup Finals this year. This is maybe. Is this hyperbole? Is it a hot take? Is this the model franchise in all of professional sports, the Vegas Golden Knights? Is that a hot take? Seriously, is that a hot take? I give them a ton of credit. You know, and I know because I lost money. I thought this was Colorado's year. I thought the Avs were going to steamroll to a Stanley Cup championship. They did not. They got handled, and look, Cale Makar's not healthy, then Nathan MacKinnon gets banged up, and Vegas has caught lightning in a bottle. I'm pretty surprised at how this happened, but facts are facts. Vegas will play either Carolina or Montreal for the Stanley Cup. I think it'll be Carolina. The Canes are a pretty big road favorite tonight, about minus 150. I think the price is about right. If I had to bet the game, I think I'd bet the Hurricanes on the puck line and the under. I think we're talking like a 3-1 Hurricanes win tonight. I don't know if I'm going to bet the game. We'll do our bets at the end of the show. I just think Carolina's going to win. I think the price is right, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do. As far as the Golden Knights are concerned, there is a really, and now that they're there in the finals, maybe this will start to get talked about more. But there is a very underreported story, and there's a ton going on in sports. And I haven't talked a lot about it, so I'm not criticizing anyone. But I think the time has now come for us to discuss this. The Vegas Golden Knights this year, and this is not directly the point that I'm about to make, but it's a river that feeds into the ocean. This year, in the regular season, the Las Vegas Golden Knights won 39 games. 39 games, and will play for Lord Stanley's Cup. Here are teams that won more games in the regular season than the Vegas Golden Knights. Are you ready for this list? The Detroit Red Wings won 41 games. The reigning defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers won 40 games. The Washington Capitals won 43 games. The New York Islanders won 43 games. The New Jersey Devils won 42 games. The Columbus Blue Jackets won 40 games. The San Jose Sharks. The San Jose Sharks won 39 games. What do all of those teams have in common? None of them made the playoffs. Vegas won 39 games, and out of their 26 losses, 17 were in overtime. So by virtue of that and getting the points in those games, Vegas wins its division and is now playing for Lord Stanley's Cup. With 8 games to go in the regular season, Vegas fired coach Bruce Cassidy, who won the Stanley Cup a couple of years ago. With 8 games to go, fired Bruce Cassidy. It felt like at that point, season may be on the brink. They bring in veteran coach John Tortorella. And this reminds me of the 2000 New Jersey Devils. And I talked about this yesterday with Eddie Olczyk. They remind me of the New Jersey Devils in 2000, who, with 8 games to go in the regular season, fired coach Robbie Fedoruk. Now, an assistant took over. Tortorella was not employed at the time. Larry Robinson takes over, leads the Devils to a win over the one seed in the Eastern Conference Final, the Philadelphia Flyers, and they beat the reigning defending Stanley Cup champion Dallas Stars in 6 to win Lord Stanley's Cup. So it's not apples to apples. But Torts gets hired with 8 games to go in the regular season and has Vegas in the Stanley Cup final. And since John Tortorella took over, the Knights are 19-4-1. It's stunning. Now, here's where history can be made. If the Las Vegas Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup, John Tortorella will become just the 4th coach in NHL history to win a Stanley Cup with 2 different teams, joining Tommy Gorman and Dick Ervin before my time, perhaps before yours, and the legendary Scotty Bowman, who won cups with 3 different teams, the Canadiens, the second Lemieux-Yager Pittsburgh Penguins team in 92, and won a bunch of cups in Detroit with the Red Wings. So Torts would be on that list after winning back in 2004 with the Tampa Bay Lightning. In the 4 major sports, I racked my brain. I asked ChatGPT. I looked it up. In the NHL, the longest gap in terms of years between one Stanley Cup and the next is 13. Scotty Bowman won in 1979 with the Canadiens. 13 years later, won in 1992 with the Pittsburgh Penguins. In all of sports, this will be the longest a coach will have gone in between championships. John Tortorella won the Stanley Cup in 2004 with the Tampa Bay Lightning. 22 years later, he's back in the Stanley Cup final. Think about that. Think about it. And think about how all of us collectively view John Tortorella If you're a big enough sports fan, you're a hockey fan, obviously. But if you're a big enough sports fan, you know torts, obviously. But if you're not a big hockey fan and you have no idea what I'm talking about, I'll explain it. So Tortorella, despite winning a cup with Tampa, is perhaps, forget perhaps, is best known for his cantankerous attitude with both the media, sometimes with fans, with his players, and with opposing coaches and fans. Most exemplified when he was the coach for, you know, a cup of coffee in Vancouver with the Canucks before he burned out there, playing Bob Hartley in the Calgary Flames, doesn't like that the Flames start a period with four enforcers on the ice and literally tries to get into the Flames locker room to fight Bob Hartley and get suspended for 15 games. He was suspended for 3 games as an assistant coach with the Sabres in 1995. Suspended multiple times throughout his career. Suspended with the Philadelphia Flyers. Got into it, squirted water on Capitals fans as the coach of the Rangers in 2009. This is what he's been known for. That he's a good coach, but he's a pain in the ass. I don't know him personally to say that, but this is what people will say. He's gruff. He's tough. He's rude to the media. He can be rude to fans. That's how people talk about him. Despite the fact that he won a cup in 2004. He is a champion coach. What are we going to say in a couple weeks, 2-3 weeks, if Vegas wins the cup? If he rescued this team and delivered a championship, he worried he would never coach again. And now, a potential champion would become only the fourth coach in the history of the league to win with two different teams. 22 years in between championships. This is a story that I think is very much worth your time. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, is here with the trivia question of the day. Bill, you're a huge sports fan and a big hockey fan. Were you aware of this stuff with John Tortorella, or did I like break that to you here on the show?
Like, I obviously knew his, who he was as a coach and, you know, all the attitude issues, and I did know he won a cup, but in terms of trying to put him in historical perspective and the gap with Stanley Cups, I did not know that. I did not realize
22 years.
And then you were talking about trying to find other comps and stuff like that. You look at other sports, like this is just not a thing that happens to coaches or managers.
The 22 years in between champions. Like, you brought up Vermeil, and obviously the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl that he coached against the Raiders in Super Bowl 15, but then like 17 or 19 years later won a championship with the Rams. So that's kind of close, even though they didn't win. Like, I understood the comparison there. There aren't that many in the history of sports that are like this with Tortorella. I think it's actually the prime example. All right, we're running out of time. Bill, what is the trivia? I don't even know what the topic is. What's the trivia question of the day?
All right, Nick. Well, we talked about it here with the Chicago Cubs with their 10-game losing streak being a baseball team that has won 10. They actually did it twice already this year and lost 10 in the same season. The only other baseball team to do that is the L.A. Dodgers. But in the
NBA, 2017, the team that lost to the cheating Astros in the World Series.
Correct. But in the NBA, there is one team in the history of the sport that has won at least 10 in a row and lost at least 10 in a row in the same season. Can you tell me the team that has done that?
Okay. I want to say it's the Philadelphia 76ers, but I don't think I'm right about that. I may need a hint. We'll try and answer this question and give you all our bets for tonight to wrap up the show right after this.
The Knicks are headed to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999. Back then, we had dial-up internet. Livin' La Vida Loca topped the charts. And the world was worried about Y2K. Yeah, it's been a while. Congrats, Big Apple. Party like it's 1999. Westwood One Sports.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
Empower. Oh.
After wanting one for years, Kevin is finally enjoying his new hot tub.
This is the life.
He worked with Empower to help him get good at money, so now he can be a little bad.
Oh, no, not my phone.
Oh, Kevin. Kevin's phone may be in hot water, but his finances aren't. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
I've always wanted to learn French, but the app I tried didn't help.
If you want to memorize words in another language, there's an app for that. But if you want to really learn another language, there's Babbel. Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different. Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Babbel feels like it was created intentionally by people who really know what you need to learn another language. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Want to really learn another language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%. Babbel.com.